It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. I'm your host, Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'll tell you what. I want to... we were on strike last week is what happened.
A little bit, yep.
You know, we were desperately awaiting this Avengers Endgame trailer, which they said was going to come out. Well, actually, I shouldn't say they said. There was just rumors forever that it was going to come out, and it didn't. And we just put our feet down, and we said, we're not doing a goddamn episode until this thing comes out.
And we said, nope, no thank you, ma'am.
So look at us. So we released a classic episode from 2 years ago, our best Christmas movie episode. So if you hadn't heard that, hopefully you got to listen. If you had heard it, sorry.
Now, was that pre-WEEI?
Yeah, that was actually like right before. I think I started in December, and we recorded that in November of 16.
Well, how about that?
So it was just before. And so there you go. Those were some of the best Christmas movies, which I was going to re-release that anyway at some point. So why not do it then? And now we have so much stuff to get to here, Ryan. Today it's a jam-packed episode. Let's get to the news. Before we got the Avengers Endgame trailer, we of course got the Captain Marvel trailer, the second one. We'd already seen Captain Marvel in action. This was the more up-to-date one. What did you think?
It's starting to look a little bit better. I was on the fence about it, and I don't know. I mean, obviously this movie is like super important, right?
Yeah. I don't feel great. I'm not like super jazzed about it. I know I should be.
I should be too, only because of what it means for Endgame.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'm not really sold on her as a character. Bit of a Mary Sue. Actually, basically what you have is MCU's version of Superman.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
So
she can do a lot of stuff. Like the Krees and the Skrulls. Like, I don't know. I think we're getting... I mean, I guess we're already to the... We're past the point of no return. I mean, we're... You know, with Thanos and everything else. So.
At this point, like, what else do we have in Marvel? We need the Kree and the Skrull here to just keep it, you know, to keep it going.
Keep it going. Yeah, I know. I just, I'm sure it'll be good. All their movies are good, but I'm just like, I'm not super excited for it.
Yeah.
You know, fine. Let's see. Like, do you think it'll be... If it's better than Doctor Strange, I'll be happy. But if it's worse, I'm like, come on.
And that movie's good.
Yeah, it is. It's fine.
Yeah.
It was a solid... Do you think it'll be better than Black Panther?
No. Black Panther's really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Black Panther, by the way, getting a whole lot of hype. See all the Golden Globe?
I saw that. People about are going, that, huh?
Like, come on. Black Panther is not better than Infinity War. It's just not.
No, but I think it's a more important movie.
I don't know. Thanos made half the world disappear. That's pretty important.
I meant important to, like, audiences, you know?
No, I know. I know what you mean. I mean, I know why it got nominated, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to choose a comic... Like, it wasn't even the best comic book movie of the year. Like, that's how I look at it. But, I mean, I guess they want to say... You know, if you want to nominate some of the actors or the director or things like that, I guess I get it. But the movie itself, was that really one of the five best movies of the year?
A lot of people think so. I mean,
not a great year, by the way.
No.
I was very underwhelmed with the 2018 movies. Now, I certainly haven't seen all of them. I've seen maybe 20, 25 of them.
Right.
Pretty kind of list.
Yeah. What's this movie with Emma Stone that's getting all this buzz now and people are super excited about it?
Oh, I don't know. Emma Stone?
I forget what it's called.
I don't know. Super Bad 2?
See, don't you want that? See Electric how those kids Boogaloo. Turned out?
Yes, I want to know what happened to them. How was school? How was Dartmouth, Evan? How was it?
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's kind of the worst, huh?
Yeah, the movie was good, though. I enjoyed that movie.
It was good.
All right, Ryan, so this actually came out before, but since obviously we didn't do an episode last week, we didn't get a chance to really discuss this yet, but not only was Daredevil canceled by Netflix, but I know you and I were saying, oh, once they got rid of like Luke Cage and Iron Fist, you're saying, okay, maybe they're just all moving over to Disney+. However, I don't know if you've noticed, but the writers and the cast and everybody with Daredevil is pretty like blown away by, or like they were shocked by this, and I don't know if they think they're ever going to do a show again.
No, and I was reading that they're not going to go to Disney+. Like Disney+ ain't going to carry these things, and
it's
I'm
probably
blown
too violent,
away.
Right?
It's got to be too hardcore for Disney Channel, but
you know, God damn
how?
It! Like this show is great. Just keep this one going. So we're still going to get a season 3 of Jessica Jones and a season 2 of Punisher. So my only hope is this. If you're canceling every show and the last show is going to be season 2 of the Punisher, you should let him kill everybody in the Marvel Netflix universe.
He should,
everybody.
Right?
Yeah, just every single heroes, villains, side characters, Turk, all of them. Have
Did
him
you
kill
see, though,
everybody.
Like Feige said that while those characters haven't been in the MCU to this point, it's the door is always open. I feel like he's just like stringing us along with this whole
thing. Yeah, I'm not buying that crap.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Yeah, you know, we could have put him in any of the last 20 movies, but we didn't, so.
Yeah, and like it would be interesting to know where all of them are. You know, who got like, turned into dust?
How many went poof? I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe that's how they go out. The last episode of The Punisher. Yeah. Everyone turns to smoke.
Except for him.
Except for him.
Goes on a killing spree.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Speaking of Netflix, Ryan, Stranger Things season 3 had a teaser.
Yep.
It's going to take place in 1985. They also had the episode titles for every one of the 8 episodes. Here they are in rapid fire. Susie, Do You Copy? Is episode 1. The Mall Rats. The Case of the Missing Lifeguard. The Sauna Test, which I can't imagine. What's the Sauna Test?
I don't know. How long you can stay in there before you pass out?
Maybe. I think you're only supposed to be in there about 10, 15.
No. You know? Yeah, you're not supposed to be there for
That's
a long time.
That's kind of the deal there. Then you get maybe a little lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 5 is The Source. Episode 6, The Birthday. 7, The Bite. And 8, The Battle of the Bastards. No, it's the Battle of Starcourt.
I was like, what?
Yeah, just a straight ripoff. I'm pretty pumped for this though. I'm curious to see what they do with it. I've loved both seasons of The Stranger Things.
And they said this was a planned trilogy, right? So this is the last season?
Yeah, I think it's probably for the best because I mean now these kids are going to be like you know high school and like teenagers, like
super awkward.
Teenagers. It's going to be weird to see them all grown up, you know?
Yeah.
So this I don't understand. So You and I, of course, are huge fans of Between Two Ferns.
Sure.
Zach Galifianakis' little interview show that was on Funny or Die. Some of the best, just some great stuff on there. Apparently, they're in talks with Netflix to make a Between Two Ferns movie.
Like how?
I don't know. Just like a bunch of interviews?
Yeah, or... It's Zach Galifianakis. It's not a character.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so like, I get it.
Yeah, I don't know how you're supposed to do that. I mean, there have been weirder ideas that have been somewhat successful before, but you don't need this.
Like, it's like Night at the Roxbury, but a movie.
So, right.
All right, fine.
Like a 3-minute skit, whatever you call it, that's decent.
Yeah.
We're going to turn it into an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because not everything's Wayne's World.
I don't need to see Zach Galifianakis do the interview and then you follow him home and then for his process, I'm good. Like just if it's a series of the interviews, I'll watch that, but I can already do that now.
Right. So
I don't get it. There is a Candyman sequel in the works and Jordan Peele is going to produce. And I feel like Ryan, this is going to be, like I said during our Halloween episode, this is going to be the new thing rather than the remake or the reboot. It's going to be, do a sequel following a successful horror movie that had a bunch of terrible sequels. So ignore all those sequels and be like, we're starting with this one.
So is Virginia Madsen going to be in this one?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I thought she was pretty good in that.
Did she? You know? She didn't die at the end of that, right?
No, she became the Candy Woman, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Now, would you right now say Candyman into your mirror 5 times?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I was out. Remember those scary stories to tell in the dark books?
Yeah.
Like when they did the Bloody Mary in the mirror. Like I wouldn't do that.
Terrifying. Is there many things scarier than looking into a mirror when there's just enough light to see?
No, I don't care for that at all.
That's horrifying if you think about it. Because I've seen way too many movies where I'm surprised that I don't see somebody else in the reflection.
And what's terrifying is my bathrooms in my house now. Like, you walk into the bathroom, and the light switch is next to the mirror.
Mm.
So I actually have to walk into a dark bathroom, stand in front of the mirror, and turn the light on.
I can already tell. You go in there sometimes, you take one step in, and then you close your eyes, and then you flip it on.
Or I'll take a step to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't see myself.
Avoid all eye contact with the mirror.
Right.
Yeah. I think we've all been there. There's no shame in that.
Yeah, you don't want any of that.
It's a scary time. Ryan, this is... I've loved this. This is a new development now on Twitter. If you follow these different websites like IGN or something, and they have all this movie news. So within the last week or two, they've tweeted out two of these ones. They said Blue Beetle is in development at DC and Plastic Man is in development at DC.
Didn't they try to do Plastic Man with Jim Carrey?
Oh, I don't know. They may have.
They did. I'm almost positive they did.
That's actually a good one. They put him in the CW or the Arrowverse. There's a Plastic Man in there.
Jim Carrey?
No. No, it's some kid. But it's like they have the longest list of movies that they say they're going to make at DC. It's like, you guys need to figure this out.
Yeah, and why? Nothing matters anymore.
Nope, none of it. None of it matters, including Shazam. We got a new poster for Shazam. That comes out, I believe, in April.
So what? This movie's going to be so bad.
Well, hey, Aquaman, we're going to see Aquaman in a couple weeks.
Yeah, aren't Mac and Goo seeing it tonight?
Yeah, Mac and Goo got an advanced screening. So those guys
How did they get advanced screenings?
Well, they used to know Siskel and Ebert.
Oh, that's how they did it.
Yeah, they wrote a letter of rec before they both passed away.
Before they were both pick of the pods.
That they actually left that in their will. They said, we want Mac and Goo to go to these screenings. They were ahead of their time, Siskel and Ebert.
I guess they were.
What a simple formula. I mean, the Six Stones is, I think, great, but so is Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down.
Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. Pretty Did you favor sweet. One more than the other?
I preferred Gene Siskel.
I did too.
Yeah.
You know, I think Roger Ebert's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he said some really unkind things about Tom Green and Freddie Got Fingered.
Yeah, and Ryan Dunn after he died.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
I'd stick up for Random Hero anytime.
Mm-hmm.
American Gods, Ryan, I know is one of your favorite shows. Season 2, we're finally getting that. They took, at least a year off. That's coming out March 10th.
Hey, anything worth doing is worth doing right.
That's true.
You got to take your time.
You know they're not they're not rushing it.
Yeah, look at Game of Thrones there.
Yeah,
that little show.
They're taking they're taking their sweet time.
Are they ever?
So by the way, so we have Game of Thrones in April and Avengers Endgame in April.
Yeah, and American Gods in March, so you can get like a couple episodes in American Gods tied you over.
Captain Marvel's in March. I may spontaneously combust before we even get to May.
Right around your birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
March is my birthday. Yeah. That's right. The Ides of March.
Is your birthday the Ides of March?
That's right.
Oh, the March 15th.
That's right.
Never mind. I was getting you confused. My nephew's is the 18th.
Oh, yours is the 15th. No. You'd be a little late.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Now, Ryan, since we've done an episode, Kevin Hart was named the host of the Oscars, and then he also backed out of hosting the Oscars.
Because of some anti-gay tweets that he sent some years ago? Was that the issue?
Pretty much.
And now, they can't find a host for the Oscars, right?
First of all, why would you want to do it? I mean, it's one of those things where it's a tough gig. You're going to get criticized. And, oh, by the way, especially after seeing this guy have the job and then lose the job, now you get to check all your stuff too, because they're going to do that to the next person.
Oh my god, what a terrible age. And people say stupid things on Twitter, and I say stupid things on Twitter, and you might, I don't know,
I definitely do,
but what a terrible time to deal with this stuff. If someone could just pick out an out of context tweet of mine.
But my problem is and not to get too heavy here on the hashtag dork podcast, but it's all this stuff right now all gets kind of lumped together.
Yeah.
And it's hold on a second. Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Hart are very different. You know what I mean? There are certain things that people should get upset about and should freak out about, and people should get in a lot of trouble. But then there are other things where you're all right, what did he really mean by this? Or do we have to really shame him from a tweet years ago? Because let's face it, there are certain words 10 years ago that were said, and I understand what the meaning really was, but 10 years ago, they were just kind of looked at differently than they are now. And so he didn't tweet this stuff now. He tweeted it before.
Same thing,
the kid that won the Heisman, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
He had to apologize for shit that he tweeted when he was 14.
Seriously.
Come on, man.
And the other thing, too, like you said, Kevin Hart isn't Louis C.K. They're not the same thing.
No.
So what he said, you shouldn't have said, you don't say those things.
Comedians should be able to say whatever they want. I really do.
And I think they think that too. Real comedians say, I'm not going to apologize for jokes because it's a joke.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia has said, I'm never apologizing. Whatever I said, I'm standing by it. Whatever it was. And I'm good. And the thing with them is it's a little bit different, because say whatever you want, and then people are either going to like you or they're not going to like you. But that's fine. That's kind of your deal. And that's how you make your money. And a lot of these guys have podcasts, and they have sponsors that choose to be with them, or they get gigs, or they get booked at these clubs because people like them. But they're going to say some offensive shit along the way. But that's part of it.
Yeah, that's all part of it.
So who do you think should host the Oscars? So I saw the Golden Globes are going to be hosted by Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh.
That's an odd pair.
It is. I don't know why they did those two, but that got me thinking, could the Lonely Island, could you get those three guys to host the Oscars? Or would it just be too much? I love those guys.
It would be too much.
Might be too much.
I'm trying to think who would be good.
Will Forte.
They were talking about now how Kevin Hart's out. So who said it? By default, Tiffany Haddish is now the host of the Oscars.
Yeah. Maybe it could be Tiffany Haddish. Ricky Gervais was great at the Golden Globes.
Pete Holmes.
Who? Katie Holmes?
Pete Holmes.
Oh, Pete Holmes. Yeah, maybe. I do think a stand-up comedian would be good at it, or would be the best choice. I mean, that's what Kevin Hart is. But
yeah, right.
I mean, when we did our would Chappelle do it? Give Chappelle a ton of money and have him do it.
Yeah, he might do it for the money, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see A Star Is Born?
No, I have no interest in that movie.
He was awesome in that movie.
Dave Chappelle was in A Star Is Born?
He was. And they never say the character's name of who he plays. And my wife and I looked at each other, was he just playing Dave Chappelle? Because it was amazing. The most believable part of that movie was Dave Chappelle's part. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a little bit more interest in it now.
Yeah. Well, he was talking to Bradley Cooper about fame and what being famous is and how it's... the trappings of being famous, and it's it's almost it's Dave Chappelle talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many stones would you give A Star Is Born?
Five.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not your kind of movie. Like, going into it, it's not your kind of movie, but...
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to see it.
I really enjoyed it.
All right. I'm trying to think who else would be a good Oscar host.
And how... What a wonderful thing. And this isn't a spoiler for A Star Is Born, but as someone with tinnitus, whatever they call it. I think it's pronounced both ways.
Tinnitus?
Yeah.
What's tinnitus?
I have a persistent ringing in my left ear.
From years of,
yeah.
When did that start?
After playing in bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And having like
that's more your musical career and less like concussions.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Like playing in with maybe like a foot and a half from a 75 watt amplifier, yeah. Like right next to my head.
Dude, that's messed up. That's gonna be so obnoxious.
Yeah. It's like, I don't really notice it now, but like sometimes when there's like a loud enough noise or like I'm like super sensitive to it now. So it gives me like headaches. It's weird. Ugh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck right off with that. Anyway. I mean, we'd host the Oscars, I guess. I mean, people might, you know, dig into some of our dirt.
We are available. And, you know, I might do it for just the gift bag and some free publicity.
I think it would be good. Yeah, we'd have to wear the dork shirts.
Yes.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be good because we could do, like, a couple bits together. Then, like, we'd do, like, a bit, you know, you could maybe sing a song even. I could, you know.
Just, you know, it'd be great.
Roast some people. Yeah.
We just do, like, Stadler and Waldorf. Like, we're just up on the balcony. We don't have to be on stage.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ripping everybody. Like, absolutely. Oh, that, I didn't see that movie. I bet it sucked. And then,
they're like, these guys get it.
Yeah, these guys get it. Where's Infinity War? We'll just keep begging for Infinity War the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could do it.
Let's do it.
Ryan, I think that's all the news. That's the way the news goes.
That's the way the news goes.
Should we get to your news then?
Time sure, for why not? News?
All right.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Takes more than a minute.
Oh, what do you have?
So I have, this is kind of big news. There's a lot of like little news. And then there was this story I was reading that really caught my attention. But I'll get to that in a second. So Super Smash Brothers comes out for Nintendo Switch. Everybody's going bonkers over this thing. It is what it is. It's a fighting game for people who don't like fighting games. I'm sure it's a lot of fun. I don't own a Switch yet. I'll probably get one. But have you heard of this game, though? People are really excited about it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah,
I've seen it in the streets.
It's seen in the streets. I mean, it's fine. Have you ever played a Smash Brothers game? I don't know how in-depth it is.
I'm not super into it. I played it, like, years ago at, like, a friend's house, and there was just, like, four of us all playing, and I swear I was just mashing the pad.
And that's all it is. And to me, it's, like, it's a lot of button mashing.
Yeah, not for me.
And, like, there's no, you don't have to learn any, like, special moves. Like, a special move is, like, down and B.
Yeah, I do like the cast of characters. Like, that kind of ropes me in. I love that. You know, that's cool. But, like, it's just, you can't play everything, right?
And there's, like, 75 characters.
It's nice.
That's nice.
It's a big expanded universe.
Did you hear that there are more characters coming to Tekken? You saw Negan is coming to Tekken?
Negan. Well, yeah, they'd announced him a while ago. They announced Negan and a couple other ones.
He's coming. So, Julia, Armor King, and Gunjack are also coming.
Julia Gulia.
Yeah. So they're bringing back all the old
Armor
characters.
Armor King and Gunjack. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So now you're on board, right?
A couple of sharks. Well, I feel like those are all sharks guys.
Yeah, it's true. Well, now he can play with us.
Yeah, get him in. Get him in there. Oh, speaking of characters and shit from Super Smash Brothers and what you were talking about, did you see so there is going to be a Sonic movie.
Oh, my God.
They've been talking about this for a while, and they just released they call it like a motion poster. And people are not having it. It's pretty negative on Twitter.
And I'm tired of people calling them live action when it's not live action.
Yeah, like
Lion King is not live action. It's still animation.
If it was, that'd be quite a trick.
It would be. But like, stop calling it live action.
Yeah, that really grinds my gears.
Yeah. Like, you don't have real lions. You don't have real hyenas. It's computer animation, you know? But anyway, so the news that's fit to print. So apparently you've heard of Fallout 76, and the problem with this game is it was sold as like this open world community Fallout that people could play and you could walk the wasteland. And I think it's in Philadelphia or something like that. But, there's a class action lawsuit against Fallout right now.
Oh boy.
Because it's not the game that the people were. It's, you know, this happened with No Man's Sky, where people are like, we were promised this game and that's not the game that was delivered. So they're actually suing Bethesda in a class action suit to like get their money back.
Do you think the class action suit actually says the words, I was sold a bill of goods?
I hope not for legal purposes. I don't think you want to use colloquialisms.
You don't think that would hold up?
I don't think so. So there's that. And then, obviously Fortnite is still king and they released this new thing. Crazy. They have like winter and it's, airplanes now and submarines. Like this thing has just gotten completely cuckoo bananas.
Oh my God.
And if you weren't out on it before, you should be now.
I'm long gone. I usually stick with stuff, but I deleted it off of the old PS4.
It's gone. And then we have the Winter Wonderland from Overwatch, which is starting this week, and I'm almost out on that game.
They got some cool looking ones. I've seen like a whole bunch of the reveals on Twitter.
Yeah,
you see Junkrat.
I love it. Krampus.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I gotta get that one.
We did miss. We should have done a Krampus Nacht episode on December 5th.
Oh, God damn it! Only if we could go back in time.
Yeah, we'll do that next year. We'll have like a special on December 5th. Krampus Nacht.
Krampus Nacht. That'd be good.
So that's all I got. I'm really excited to get to this trailer, so we can stop that there.
Oh, one thing I was going to say, because the last time we did an episode, we talked about BoJack, the Ballad of BoJack.
Ballad of BoJack, yeah.
The Video Game Minute. And then that has sort of eked its way onto the air on WEEI.
Which is awesome.
10 and 2. It's sort of been brought up. And then so something that we haven't mentioned on the podcast, I'm not going to get in depth into it, but how... I then have subsequently been playing online. We've got the posse going. We've got the Apple Stand gang.
Yes.
And Davey's in it, and Dr. Joe's in it, Wes is in it, and we're just going around causing trouble. But my horse now is just, his name is not BoJack.
Correct.
He could not be slower.
He is the worst. And we told you.
He's the worst piece of shit horse. He has no interest in any of the missions. He's just got his head down. I don't know if he's ill or what. I try feeding him. He doesn't want to eat. He just is so slow.
Maybe sick.
You guys are down. You guys are like on the other side of the map. And you're like, Keith, you coming? I'm like, I'm still riding this thing. He does not want to move. It's the slowest horse ever in the game.
Well, you know, since you pre-ordered the game, right?
I did not.
Because I think if you did, there is an Arabian horse waiting for you in a stable. Oh,
I need something. And then we had that one mission where we got to ride other horses, remember?
Yeah, and you were loving it.
Jackhammer, that horse.
Yeah.
He was enormous. He was thick. He was just like cut to shreds.
He had a fat ass.
Oh, he had a huge fat ass. He was thick. And I love that horse. And then he was gone. And then here comes not BoJack coming up over the hill, like bleep, bleep, bloop, bleep, 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 bloop.
I'm
like,
clippity oh. Clop.
Clippity my clop.
My hoosies. What's that thing with the zebras from Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah. Oh,
the zebras?
the zebras of America?
Zebras in America, yeah.
My the hooves. They have hooves. They have hooves.
Awful.
So anyway, that's BoJack. And then it spawned a few fake Twitter accounts.
So I had a kid here, one of my students. Offered, he's like, I don't know how to do it, but someone knows how to do it, and we'll figure it out, how to animate that story.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a way.
And make it like a cartoon.
I was so in shock by the whole thing that I didn't click, like, the screen grab or video grab. I was just so, like, blown away by what happened. And I was like I was telling you, I was just so hopeful that he was going to return, and he just never did.
Yeah. Well, then you heard what happened to my horse, right? I was freaking out.
Gone.
It was gone. I was in a mission. I was driving a train. The horse was riding alongside the train. I get out of the mission, whistle for my horse. It says, oh, your horse is too far away. You know how that happens sometimes?
Yeah, you're like, okay, fine.
And then someone's like, well, if you start a campfire and save your or like go to sleep and you wake up, the horse will be there. Gone. Yeah. And then I whistle for the horse. And again, some imposter comes clippity-clop.
Ugh.
It was the worst. And I never got the white Arabian horse back.
And now I can't get rid of not BoJack if I tried.
No, you couldn't.
Like you're stuck with him. Stuck to me like glue.
Yeah.
And so somebody suggested I kill him, but I can't.
You want me to do it?
No, I
on
don't.
Stream?
I don't think. If he goes of natural causes, then so be it. But I'm not going to knowingly kill an animal in the game.
You know what? I just bought a shotgun online in the game. We can make it quick. He won't know.
Clear. I mean, it might have to happen because he's just slowing me down on every mission.
Hit him right behind the ear, you know? Yeah. He won't know.
Yeah, let me give him his favorite carrots first.
Oh, yeah. You'll be on the other side of him, you know, it'll be real peaceful-like.
I'd be like, just look at the hay.
Look at the hay. Look out there. Put your head down. Drink some water. Boom.
You're going to be with BoJack soon. He's like, what? Like, nothing.
He's like, who? Like, don't worry about it.
Tell BoJack I said hello. Huh? Who? No, nothing. Tell him I miss him.
Look out in the mountains. Insane.
Who do you want me to leave a message for? Like, shut up.
You'll find out soon enough.
Shut up. Not BoJack if you know what's good for you. Anyway, so that's where I'm at in that game. But the posse thing has been pretty fun.
It's really fun. And it's not the most exciting gameplay, but it has provided some really fun moments.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's pretty good. All right, Ryan, let's get to the topic du jour, shall we?
I'm sorry?
The topic of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a week and a half in the makings. It is the Avengers Endgame trailer. It is 2 minutes and 25 glorious seconds. It was released just a few days ago from the time we're recording this right now. Let me ask you, first of all, there's no such thing as spoilers. There will be spoilers for Infinity War, but everybody listening to this has obviously seen Infinity War. So there's no spoilers. There's just speculation. That's all it's going to be. We're just guessing. If we happen to get it right, that's a guess. We have obviously no spoilers here. But let me ask you, Ryan.
Sure.
Did you like it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Who didn't like this?
The only people who didn't like it were the people who were probably so mad that it didn't come out 2 days earlier.
All right. Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, you got to get over yourself, because it was great. And I'll tell you what I liked a lot about it. And I made a quick YouTube video too, with pictures and shit, like really quick one. But they didn't give much away, which is perfect.
Awesome.
Because this is a movie that needs no trailer. If they just had the logo and they gave you the name of the movie and just had it like glimmering, it would make just as much money as if you made a trailer, I think.
Right. And I was expecting it to be like, like not a lot of images and just like a lot of voices.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. They actually showed you some good shit here.
The other important thing is they only showed you characters that did not turn into dust.
Correct.
Which is so important. And like, the thing I don't really like about it is they've already announced the Spider-Man movie. And in fact, they delayed that trailer for Far From Home. They've announced like a Black Panther. They've announced, even though it's been shelved, a Guardians 3. Like, so they've announced all these movies and you're like, well, those characters aren't alive anymore.
Right.
They shouldn't be in the movies. So
the speculation now is because they're looking to release the new Spider-Man trailer this end of this week, right?
I wonder if, I mean, I know it has nothing to do with Into the Spider-Verse, but I wonder if they want to sort of piggyback off of that at all.
Maybe the other thing too is like, maybe it's a story that happens before Infinity War.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know either.
But anyway, I mean, my whole point is like, we know all these characters aren't gone forever, right? But I'm just like, you don't need to work them in the trailer. So I'm glad they didn't do that. So let's go scene by scene.
Sure.
Let's just dive right into this thing. Mm-hmm. So it opens up on Iron Man, who, that's fitting. Iron Man 1 got this whole thing launched. He's really the main character, probably. Mm-hmm. His mask is all messed up. It looks a lot like Kylo Ren's mask, doesn't
it? Kind of, yeah. It's got the scar right down the side.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, I will honor you, grandfather. And so Tony Stark they show him alone in the ship, but I have a feeling he and Nebula have to be together.
They have to be. I think there's one scene where you see her, well, jumping ahead, but like you see her like touch someone's arm.
Oh, she touched somebody's arm, you think? Or was it just like part of the ship? I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But you definitely see her all being all blue, and you're just like, oh, okay. So the first words you hear is Tony Stark, and so he's being kind of sad, and he's saying, is this thing on? Classic opening line.
Classic line.
Then he says, hey, Miss Potts, if you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Is that Shakespeare, Ryan? What is that?
I don't know. Probably not.
Is that transcribed from Latin? What is that? That's
no.
That's heavy. Part of the journey is the end.
Yep.
He says, just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. So he's been on a 4-day fast, apparently. How long could you go without food or water, you think?
Food or water? I think water. Food, I should go for a while without eating. But water, probably. What's the max? Like 5 days.
I was gonna say he's got it. He looks pretty good for a guy who has not had water in 4 days.
Like you're pushing it.
Four days. Give me a break.
Like you're not up and walking around.
He's not that flushed, you know. No. Like he looks okay. Like his hair's a little disheveled.
Right.
But so he's had no food or water for 4 days.
Right.
Hmm. I don't know about that. Unless he's just maybe he's playing it up for Miss Potts.
Maybe.
He's like eating an apple. She's like, I can hear you eating a something.
What are you chewing?
Nah, no food. That's not, well, it's not the food I like.
Mm-hmm.
He says oxygen I'll run out of tomorrow morning. I've been, when I drift off, I will dream about you. And then I thought he said it's always you.
He does, yeah.
Okay. But I looked at the closed captioning and it said, it's how I see.
No, it's so, he like, says,
it's always you.
I'll dream about you. It's always you.
It's always you. So Tony loves Pepper.
Sure does.
That's pretty clear. You're like, all right, so that's fine. So he's just drifting off. It seems like, Ryan, things are not going well. What do you think? What's your prediction for how shit turns around for him? Does somebody come crashing into him? Does he, like, have an epiphany? Does Nebula help him out? How does he get off of that place?
So I think, so they're on the Guardian ship. I think you see that from, like, the exterior shot. It's the, I forget the name of the ship, but it's Peter Quill's ship.
No, I thought Quill's main ship got destroyed. I could be, somebody will know the answer to this.
I think that one got destroyed in Guardians 2, but they got another one.
But it's like another one.
Yeah.
But anyway. So anyway, yeah, so, they're, okay, so they're on.
And he's with Nebula, because she was the only one left with
him. Has to be. Has to be.
Yeah, and Nebula being more machine than human, that would it would make sense that she survived the snap. Right.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably a candidate to go, but maybe not. I also, this is, I mean, we're kind of jumping all over, but that's fine. Yeah. The, and we talked about this at the, in our Infinity War episode, but the fact that the six original Avengers are all around still.
It's good.
It is pretty good. And like, I wonder, like, is that simply happenstance or is that like, there's a reason why all six like weren't taken. Like,
it's pretty convenient.
It is.
But also I'm going to bring up something later that, would make sense how this thing's going to turn out. I think, you know, I think Stephen Strange saw it this way.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh, this is how it's going to work out.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so again, you see some interior and exterior of the craft while Tony Stark is talking. Then he's done. He sort of touches the helmet and turns it off. You get a pretty cool little Marvel Studios logo that disappears kind of like with the snap effect,
yeah,
which is very in vogue. Everybody's doing the snap effect. It's everywhere you go. But so they do that. That disappears. Then it cuts to it looks like Thanos's helmet and armor and all the shit kind of hanging up in a field. Kind of looks like a scarecrow type of deal, which is...
Which happened in the comics, if you remember.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, some people... Remember we were trying to figure out at the end of Infinity War, like, does he just pop the glove off and he's like, I'm all set. But in this, it looks... I assume it's him because it's like a big dude, but you don't see his face. And he's just like walking through like this weird flowery field and he's still got the gauntlet on his hand.
Which doesn't look like Earth to me.
Nope, I doubt it. No, I doubt it's Earth. I think, yeah, where did he go in the comic? Shit, I forget. But
it's not Earth.
It seems like, no. It seems like maybe it's his original planet? Titan?
Titan look. Yeah, maybe he's doing some Reality Stone work. I don't know.
Or that's actually a good point. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he could make anywhere look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. So then the next voice we hear is Black Widow. And she's quoted, she's just catching everybody up to speed.
Sure. Right?
She says, Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures. And she's talking to Captain America and Bruce Banner as this is going on. And it's pretty cool. They're like images. It's not even a screen. It's like a floating screen, like the high-tech shit that they have. And you got one of Scott Lang, and it says missing. And then the other is Shuri. And it says it's missing. And then the Shuri one changes to Peter Parker.
Which, you know, is interesting that it went those three. Because those are the three we had no idea about.
Well, Peter we did. But the other two.
No. Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, so Scott Lang, and like, they don't know, but we saw what happened to him in the movie. And then we'll get to him coming up at the end of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Shuri was one of the few, I would say, prominent characters that you didn't see for sure one way or the other at the end of right. Infinity War.
And that was a choice, obviously. But also it makes sense to have Peter Parker there with Far From Home coming to show his face.
Yeah, sure. Sure. You know? Just to keep him in the loop. And also, you know, I wonder if, like, missing, like, because they didn't see him poof. Because, like, Iron Man saw him poof, but I don't know if everybody else did.
Right. And no one knows where he is, because everyone that he was with him is gone, too.
Yeah, so, like, it'll be interesting, like, if they extend that scene out, like, just how many people they have on the missing list.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Shuri's got to be, she has to be around.
She has to be, right?
Because otherwise they would have shown her, I think. Right.
I agree.
If not, that means she can help, and she's proven to be smarter than Banner and Stark anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get a really quick image of Thor just kind of sitting alone.
What a beefcake he is, huh?
He's handsome.
The size of his shoulders, shit. Though?
Handsome as shit,
all right.
I would say. But what is he doing? Just having a good sit?
He's having a sit.
Yeah.
You know, what's he going to do?
Not much. I mean, he thought he kicked some ass. Like, he really did. It looked like he was going to save the goddamn day.
And I think he's kicking himself. He didn't hit him right in the cabeza. With that hammer.
Gone for the head.
Yep.
Especially when you get taunted like that by your foe.
Seriously.
He's probably had some restless nights, am I right?
Yeah.
You know.
Probably has.
What happened because of everybody. Then we also, and we already mentioned, that it sort of cuts to Nebula standing alone, but she's clearly on a ship, so those two have to be together. Mm-hmm. Now we get Captain America. You see tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, by the way, also very clean shaven.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay. And with tears in his eyes, he said, we lost, all of us lost friends. You lost family. You lost a part of ourselves. This is the fight of our lives. And then he also takes a look at a compass with Agent Carter's picture in it. Mm-hmm. This will tie into Agent Carter. And then Black Widow says, this is going to work, Steve.
Well, you back Captain up a little America's- bit.
Yeah, okay. So then there's a dialogue going on, but then you get the Hawkeye reveal. So go ahead.
You get Hawkeye, who is now Ronan.
Yes.
Who looks like he is in Japan, and Natasha is looking at him as if he's scary now. Like somehow something bad happened to Clint Barton, and now he might be doing bad things.
I love it.
Which I love.
Is Hawkeye sweet now? I think so.
I think he is. He looks sweet. He's got that mohawk. He's got a sweet new outfit. He's got swords.
Oh, and he looks like he was either just about to kill somebody or just did kill somebody.
If you look on the ground, there's several people there who are not having a good time.
And so this is awesome. So Infinity War, they had like a million characters, but then they were missing a couple, like notably Hawkeye. Everyone's like, no Hawkeye? Like, he's one of the original Avengers, and he's not in Infinity War. There's 100 characters. So no Hawkeye. They make like a brief reference to him in the film, but he is not in it. Ant-Man is not in it. But then we were able to get an Ant-Man and the Wasp movie later on, then that whole closing credit scene and all that stuff. But so specifically Hawkeye, Ant-Man, and then without putting on film what happened to Shuri, I love that all three of them were in the trailer.
I love it too.
That was good. And like Ronan. And so the thing with Ronan is that is a character in Marvel Comics who there's like been four or five different characters who have used the name Ronan.
Yes.
And this happened for Clint Barton after the Civil War comic. I think he came back in like New Avengers as Ronan.
As Ronan, right. And it was like a secret character, like nobody knew who it was. And then it was a reveal that was him.
So that's pretty sweet. So there's going to be some Hawkeye and Black Widow stuff, obviously, were there. But good. He's back in it. So anyway, back to the dialogue. Black Widow says, this is going to work, Steve. Captain America says, I know it is because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't.
And this is the most revealing or telling scene in the trailer. Because, as you mentioned before, Steve is now clean shaven. He's ditched the beard look.
Do you think we'll get a scene of him shaving? I would love to see that.
Maybe. And because I think it's, if you look at what he's wearing his suit from Winter Soldier.
Mm.
Which makes me believe that they've gone back in time.
Oh, boy.
So I think there's a little bit of time travel happening here.
Oh, you think the beard
I think I think he has to fake being old Steve Rogers for a time in order to do something.
Oh, man. You might be right.
Yep.
Now, time travel is probably going to be involved. Well, actually,
we'll get to that in a minute.
I shouldn't say that. I don't know 100%. If it does, I hope it's not too confusing for
everyone. I don't know, and I know how it's going to work. I think I've worked it out in my head.
Does it involve Captain Marvel?
It does not. It does, and it doesn't.
Okay. All right. So then after the Captain America Black Widow exchange, then you finally get – because at this point, we didn't even know what the name of the movie was going to be. So then you get the new graphic. It's Avengers Endgame, which is sweet. And actually, I got to give credit. Our old producer on Dale and Keefe, Andy, he called it. Yep. I remember after Infinity War, we were talking about it in the office. Like, what do you think the name of the next one's going to be? And he came up with Endgame, like, back then. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, that
makes sense.
Definitely sounds right. Especially because Doctor Strange said that in this movie. Tony Stark said it, like, two movies ago. Something about, like, we're in the Endgame. And, yep. like, perfect. Biggest upset of the whole thing, Endgame, one word, not two.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that.
You didn't know that?
Endgame.
It's a chess reference.
Son of a bitch.
How about that?
Son of a bitch.
And the end game being like when a chess player has already won, but like the other player doesn't know it yet.
Oh, interesting.
And it's like you're just playing it out.
I love the name. I think it's good.
I thought it was going to be Assemble, Avengers Assemble.
Mm.
Because at the end, they literally fell apart.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Assemble, both physically and
reassemble.
Yeah, figuratively.
Avengers, put yourself back together, gang.
Exactly.
Come on. Let's get it together. So then it cuts to the very end, and then you get Ant-Man. He's outside of, like, the Avengers headquarters there. You see him on the security camera. He says, hi, is anybody home? This is Scott Lang. We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany. My job got really big. Captain America looks at Black Widow. He's like, is this just an old message? Ant-Man says, it's Ant-Man. I know you know who that is. Black Widow says, that's the front door. Then Ant-Man says, that's me. Can you buzz me in? Which is, I think, kind of a bug joke.
Now the big part of this here is he has the van, and what's in the van is that like makeshift thing to the quantum realm.
Yes.
So yeah,
that whole thing from the very end of Ant-Man and the Wasp,
yes.
and they're up in the thing, and now we know for a fact that the Wasp and Hank and Janet, they all poofed.
Yes.
He did not. Now what do you think of them already giving away in the trailer that he clearly gets out and he's like ready to go?
Well, this could be two things. One, so as you said, Captain Marvel ties into this in some way. She gets her power from the quantum realm. It's like quantum power.
Mm.
So there has to be some crossover between the two of them. And there's some speculation like that's where she is when she gets hit up on the beeper.
So do you think she helps him get out?
Yes. And also, if you remember, Janet Van Dyne says to Scott Lang, don't get caught in a time vortex.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can't get you.
Yeah.
So maybe Scott being the, forgive me for saying this, but the daredevil that he is, he knows he's stuck. And the only way I could possibly get out is going through a time vortex.
Interesting.
So he might go to the future. He might go to the past and meet up with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But the two of them are the wild cards here.
I also think if this movie is only going to be like 2.5 hours long, I guess you can't like jerk around too long.
Not long enough.
Well, no, that's true too. I mean, it should be 8 hours.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't spend half the movie trying to get Ant-Man out.
Make it four with like an intermission.
I would take a quick little break to go
5 minutes.
Piss. Yeah. And then you're good.
Refill the ginger ale. You know, get some more Skittles.
Start it up again. Yeah. Maybe pitch that to Marvel. Be like, you know what, guys? People are still going to see the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours. You don't need to shorten it anymore. So by my count, Ryan, the characters we see in the trailer are Iron Man. Thanos.
Thanos, yep.
Black Widow, Captain America, Bruce Banner, Thor, Nebula, Hawkeye, and Ant-Man.
It's a pretty scant team.
It's a scant team. And these are the characters that we know are alive that are not in the trailer.
Yep.
That would be War Machine, Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
M'Baku and Okoye, we know are both alive.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we're good. Yeah, because Shuri was like kind of in the thing, kind of like, you know, whatever. So really just no War Machine, Rocket, M'Baku, Okoye.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see Rocket, to be honest.
I kind of wanted to see Rocket, too.
But this kind of, you know, who knows what he's going to do? Because, like, he lost his whole goddamn team.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty crazy. But so those are the guys just to keep in mind.
Except for
those
Thor.
The guys
that Thor's are kind of on his team now.
Yeah, Thor is his buddy. So it's like it's the original Avengers.
Right.
And then Nebula, War Machine, Rocket, Okoye, M'Baku. So then the ones that we know for a fact are gone that we saw poof. Bucky Barnes, Black Panther, Groot, Drax, Peter Quill, Mantis, Gamora, although she didn't poof, but Gamora's gone.
She went Scarlet splat. Witch,
she went splat, a little different. Scarlet Witch, Falcon, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Nick Fury, Maria Hill, and the Wasp.
Yep.
It's like a more it's a more established team that's all alive, but the more entertaining characters in my mind are all the ones that are gone. Like with the exception of like Rocket. Like Rocket's like maybe my favorite character in the whole thing, but those other, like, between Spider-Man and Peter Quill and Black Panther and Winter Soldier, like, that's a loaded group. The Drax, like, all those guys are gone.
Yeah, they're all gone.
And so we didn't see any of them away, so that's fine. So what are any other predictions you have for what do you want to happen or what do you think will happen?
So the one person we haven't talked about yet from Infinity Gauntlet who shows up, who's been mentioned in all of this, is Adam Warlock.
You think he's gonna be in this?
Do you want him to show up?
I do.
I kind of do.
I also feel like they have so many characters because you also, with all the characters that we just named, you know, we're also getting Captain Marvel. So right. I just don't know if there's even enough time. Because so, I think if you've read Infinity Gauntlet and Infinity like War, I think what Adam Warlock does and how big of a role he is, I think that's actually just going to be played out by Captain Marvel.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Captain Marvel ends up with the glove and ends up restoring everything, and she's, like, the shit in this.
I think so, too. I think that's how they're going to play it. But at the same time, like, I would love at the end for, like, Adam Warlock to show up as just as, like, to introduce him, or maybe, like, in a cutscene or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could. I wonder if we'll get, like, there's still, like... Yeah, we'll see. I'm just like trying to think of all the different scenarios.
But it obviously has to do with time travel. It obviously has to do with the quantum realm. And how do you like marry those two things? You know.
Well, the reason I'm the most interested in Captain Marvel is you gotta figure out how to explain how she's never helped them out before. You have to explain that. And then you also have to explain, like, how she's going to be able to help them out going forward.
Well, it was interesting, like, in the new Captain Marvel trailer where Annette Bening's character says, you know, they show the Kree blood going into her. And she said you could live longer and you could whatever.
Yeah, she was reborn, basically.
So that basically explains how she can still be that age 20 years later.
Yeah. No, but, like, how – if Nick Fury was able to call her, why didn't he call her sooner is my – question.
I think we'll get that answer to that.
Yeah. But also, this movie is so important in the sense that what they do from here, like, do future movies make sense? Because, like, that, I think they'll still make money. Like, if you put Spider-Man in a movie, it'll make sense. But depending on how you handle all of this and, like, what happens to the Earth and everything else, like, how are you really going to do standalone movies after you've had four Avengers movies?
I think, you know, you make Tony Stark the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. So Downey's out for the most part. And he does like the Samuel L. Jackson thing where he shows up for like 10-20 minutes a movie.
Yeah, for $20 million.
Yeah. And then you just not phase people out, but kind of like bring them in and out.
Do you think Captain America dies, right?
Oh, has to.
That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, because the problem is you got, like, we know too much now about, like, actors' contracts and shit.
Right.
It's like, okay, so you kind of have to read into that. I also wonder what the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to look like going forward. Like, how many of them are going to be gone? Like, does Gamora find her way back, or can they not bring her back, and then...
Are those actors going to want to do the movie?
Well, I don't think Drax does. We know that.
Nope. I don't even think Zoe Saldana wants to.
No, she may not either.
Cooper
like
doesn't
Chris
care.
Pratt doesn't need to, like, you know.
Dave Bautista's like, look, I need this.
No, he's the one guy that says that he doesn't care.
Like, I know, but like, he does need it.
Yeah, but he's good. He'll be in something else. Hopefully, he can play some DC character in one of those movies they have coming out.
Make him Lobo.
He'd be a great Lobo.
He would be a great Lobo.
I'd watch the shit out of that. Mm-hmm. So, all right. I mean, I'm all kinds of fired up. You got anything else on this?
No, this is great. It was a great first look. It was masterfully done. It didn't, like you said, it didn't give away too much. It gave you just enough to get you fired up for the next trailer, you know?
And what's nuts is this, because they delayed it so long, and not just last week, but just like overall, the movie comes out April 26th.
Right.
Like, holy, that's not that far away.
It's not.
So...
And so Infinity War is going to be on Netflix Christmas Day. Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that'll give you time to watch it again and again and again.
Watch it a couple of times over. Yeah. And then we'll definitely do an Endgame preview show like we did last time around leading up to Endgame. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Ryan, anything else here? Or do I get the email of the episode?
Oh, try to work hit me with that.
Want to do that? All right, email. Oh, and by the way, you guys can email us anytime about anything, but specifically, what did you guys think of the trailer? Dorkpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at dorkpodcast. Do you have any other things, comments, anything you noticed that we didn't mention, any other predictions? Hit us up. This email comes in from Sean. He says, good evening, Rich and Daves.
Daves.
I have a couple of quick questions. One, is there a video stream recorded as well as the audio? And if yes, am I able to go back and watch them, or do I have to see it live?
So this is something you could go to my Twitch page. There's a quick plug for the Twitch. I think everything episode I've done is backlogged, including the live podcast we used to do, which we could bring back.
We've done a few live podcasts. We could probably do that again at some point, too. We did a few live podcasts on there. So, no, most of them are not video streamed, but that's not a bad idea. We can definitely do some more of those. His other question is, did Davey's gravy or the hashtag dork drinking game ever become a thing? No, it didn't.
What was that? Like, what Goo did a whole bunch of like intros.
Goo did like 1,000 like spot or like bits segments for us.
Yeah, like intros. Davey's gravy. I don't even know what it was.
Like Rich's itches.
That was a good one.
Yeah. It's like I have like so many scratch like rashes that.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them that rhyme. So, no, the dork drinking game, I think that was somebody started to come up with it, and it was like every time I say I'm going to edit it in post, you got to take a drink, or every time Davey says he's a classicist, you have to take a drink.
I think I said like 3 times total.
Yeah, but it must have been right in a row.
It must have been. Like early on, we were talking about like American Gods, we were talking about like mythology or something like that. Like that's when it came up.
Yeah. All right, sure.
Like it was like... In context, it made sense. I didn't just like bring it up just to bring it up.
He also wants to. Well, he also wants to know: is there ever going to be an R. Von D. musical appearance
on Twitch?
Yeah, there you go. So Twitch, Sean, what you're doing is you're looking for Twitch.
You're looking for Twitch. You got to find your way to www.twitch.tv/R. Von D.
There you go.
There it is.
He also, Sean says, sorry to hear about BoJack, so I appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
And he said, you guys are awesome. Together, you have restored my faith that guys like us dorks are normal, and it's the rest of the world that's nuts. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I think we kind of hit it in this. Like, we're in the sweet spot where, like, people who did what we did 30 years ago would have been, like, laughed at. And the fact that, like, this is mainstream.
I don't know how normal we are.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
We're pretty normal.
Yeah, I suppose. But that's the thing. It's like... It's not just like welcoming the nerds, but we said this on the podcast before. If certainly me, and I think you maybe you as well. Like if we had to identify as one group, it was jocks in high school.
Oh yeah,
but didn't mean we weren't obsessed with all this shit all the time too.
No,
and then as you get old, guess what? You're not a jock anymore.
No,
you're just not. You stopped being a jock a long time ago, but you never stopped playing video games and watching movies and TV and talking about that shit too, just as passionately.
And so. You know, Rich and I played 2 sports together, and we rarely bring that up. And it's the times where we played Tekken in the dorm room, or we quizzed each other about the Marvel Universe that really stand out in my head as like
or
their best times hanging out with you.
Kevin Bacon for like an hour.
What's that?
Or when we would play 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but it didn't even just have to be Kevin Bacon. We would just tell each other 2 actors, and then we'd have to connect them, and we'd do that for hours.
Hours. And so those are the moments that stick out in my head. And like you said, there's nothing sadder than somebody who still identifies as a jock in their like their 40s.
You're like, bro. You're like, all right. You're like the guy that's like swinging elbows at the Y. Yeah. You're like, just calm down, man.
Yeah, stop. Or like yelling at people in slow pitch softball, like co-ed softball. Oh my God,
those guys are the worst. Like you gotta laugh at those guys.
Oh yeah.
The guy that's screaming in slow pitch, like, dude, come on. Just have a beer.
Arguing balls and strikes in slow pitch softball.
Like, dude, if you're not swinging at the first swing, I don't know what to tell you. You gotta go hacking. All right, bro, let's get to the old pick of the podcast. Sure.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Kick, receive, defer, or you may defend the goal.
Our receive.
Okay.
There was a game that came out this week or last week. I can't remember because we took a week off-ish. It's called Mutant Road to Eden.
Huh.
Mutant Year Zero, colon, Road to Eden. Now, it is a turn-based, stealth, action, story-driven game. I know that sounds really weird.
There's a lot of descriptors on this.
You play as a bunch of characters. One of them looks like Howard the Duck, who has a crossbow. So how's that do for you?
Like that?
Yeah. So I've been playing this game. It's out for all consoles now, so except for Switch. It's out for the consoles that matter, that being PC, yes. Xbox, PlayStation. And I know I'm going to get some Nintendo people pissed about that. But I played a little bit of it. Oh. It's really fun. It's a really unique take on like the stealth action games because it also incorporates like turn-based... turn-based combat.
Okay.
So if you take a look at this game, tell me what you think of it. I've played it a little bit. It's super fun. Tell me if it's something you'd hit me up if you're interested and want to know more about it.
Nice. I have a couple of quick Netflix shows that I watched and completed. I finally finished The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Solid?
Solid. Not like a must-watch, but I went through it pretty quickly and I enjoyed it. And they actually have a Christmas/holiday special coming out the 14th. So I don't know if it's like you need to watch the season to watch that or not. But either way, I watched it. I liked it. The girl was really good. Both of her aunts were really good.
Yep.
So I enjoyed it. And I also watched the Bumping Mics with...
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Dave Attell and Jeff Ross. It's three parts. It's when it's all at the Comedy Cellar on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was funny because it came out like right after our top 10 stand-up special thing. It's good. It's not, for me anyway, it was never like move you to tears crying.
Right.
Like, but it was funny. Like, and just seeing those two guys work together was like cool more than it was even funny.
Yeah, because isn't just them like on stage like riffing?
Yeah. And so they call it Bumping Mics. I guess Ross explained a while ago, like, when one would be on, like the other would call the other one up, and then it would just like kind of go back and forth, do some crowd work, talk about it, and then like after one would have a good joke, they would just like, you know, they'd stick the mic out, they'd like bump mics, and so that was like kind of what they do.
Yeah.
And then people, I guess like other comedians, really like seeing it, and then they ended up putting it together, and they toured. This happens to just take place in New York, and what's cool about it too, and this is even in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler at all, but each night they have different guests that they're like friends with in the crowd, and they bring them up. Some of them are up there longer than others, but like Gilbert Gottfried is in there. There's also a scene. Paul Rudd was just there watching the shows with his wife.
Awesome.
And so they call Paul Rudd up. The coolest thing ever, and I should probably take a screen cap of this or a screen grab and put this on. Paul Rudd's wearing a Fantastic Four hat. I'm like, this is getting cooler than this guy. Like,
where'd you get that?
Anyway, it was good. So, I would recommend. And it's quick. They're all like 30 minutes. I think one of them might be like 40 minutes. But like, it's pretty good. Like, you know, if you like stand-up stuff. So
that is pretty cool. I'll check that out.
There you go. All right. Next week, Ryan, it's going to be Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm excited about this.
Good.
It's going to win us the movie draft.
It is. And so I'm looking forward to this. So if you don't see it, don't worry. We're still going to do, you know, This Week in Dork with plenty of shit in there and spoiler free. But looking forward to this. It's getting unbelievable reviews to this point.
Except for one guy.
One jerk off.
One dickhead.
Did not like it. He didn't like the animation.
Yeah, which is whatever.
Okay. You, of course, can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. Please rate and please review on the iTunes, Twitter at Dork Podcast, youtube.com/Dork Podcast. You can email us anytime. We're going to try to incorporate some emails in every episode. It's dorkpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, Davey, be on the Twitch.
Be on the Twitch. I already called it out. I won't do it again.
All right. Fair enough. Oh, also, Ryan, you and I are both going to, have been invited and we have both accepted the invitation to the upcoming Mac and Goo live show.
Sure.
Friday, December 21st at Bully Boy Distillery. And should be good.
Should be good. It's a Festivus episode.
Yeah, so I'm interested in see how this is going to work.
I don't know how this is going to work. But that's not our job.
Rip everybody for bad takes.
Yeah. It's gonna,
I don't really know.
I don't know. This could go. This could go really well or very poorly.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I have a bad feeling it's just going to turn into everybody. Like Mac and Goo did an episode on meat.
Oh yeah.
They just had their like meat takes, and I feel like it's just going to be people being like,
"You're stupid.
I like this cut of meat, and this cut of meat sucks."
Yeah. Just.
But anyway,
we might have to put a limit on the meat talk,
I suppose. Ryan, anything else you'd like to share?
No, I'm just happy to be here. Happy to be doing this with you, and some really good trailers coming out.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, we have great episodes coming up. Easy for me to say. Into the Spider-Verse, followed by Aquaman. Then we're going to do our 2018 Dorkies, where we give out all the awards for movies, TV, video games, and comic books in 2018. The best, maybe some of the worst, all the stuff in between. We're going to do that. And then an episode I always love doing is looking ahead to all of the best, you know, dork movies of 2019.
So those
are the next four episodes after this. They should all be pretty good.
You know, something we hit a little bit of a lull after the summer, and I'm glad we're picking the steam back up again.
This is going to be great. Yep. All right, Ryan, I love you very much.
I love you so much.
#It's the Dork Podcast.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.